A federal law passed in the 1970s requires that public schools provide adequate education to children with special needs. The problem, however, is that the bar for what adequate education is varies with each community, each family, each disability, and each school district. Today, the Supreme Court hears arguments in Andrew v. Douglas County School District that involves a Colorado couple who withdrew their autistic son from public school, saying from their perspective, the bar for adequate was far too low. Can the Supreme Court clarify this requirement for the estimated 5.7% of school-aged children who have been identified as having specific learning disabilities? Wayne Steedman is a senior partner with the Steedman Law Group and works on special education law. He says the last time the Supreme Court considered the appropriate level of educational benefit for children with disabilities was 1982 in a case known as Rowley.
The reason it's coming back to the court today is that the law has been amended multiple times since the Rowley case in 1982. And each time Congress has amended the law, they have increased more of a burden, if you will, on the school system, raising the bar higher in terms of what is required for a child to be receiving an appropriate education. But at no time did Congress ever say, well, we're overruling Rowley and establishing a new standard. And when Congress does that, when they make it that clear, then it's easy for the courts. But since they never did that, then the courts are still struggling with what does this some educational benefit actually mean? And each court throughout the country, various courts, look at it and say, well, you know, this is what we think it means, and they don't all think it means the same thing.
To be clear, there's no constitutional issue here. It's just the lack of clarity in the law that governs special education for people with disabilities.
That would be correct, yes.
Now, would the court under any circumstances come up with a standard? I mean, disabled children are so varied and their needs are so completely diverse. I'm at a loss to imagine any kind of standard that would work here.
Yeah, it's not going to be specific. They're not going to say that, well, each and every child has to achieve at X level. So it's going to have to be something along the lines of perhaps saying that children with disabilities must meet certain requirements of the Act. And the Act does spell out a number of requirements, such as narrowing the gap between children with disabilities and children without disabilities. Mm. It talks about ensuring that children move towards developing skills that will allow them to be independent, employment, as well as further future education. So those are the stated purposes of the Act. And you know, when you look at it that way, you have to say that trivial, minimal benefit certainly is going to accomplish that.
In the tone of the Act, in the kind of reason the Act exists, do the schools play a role of enthusiastically wanting to incorporate special education into their curriculum, or is this a burden that they view as something that they'll do the minimum of, and it has nothing to do with their primary mission?
Well, I think that that's going to vary from school district to school district, and we've got a lot of school districts in the country. And I've certainly encountered school districts that are enthusiastically embracing the idea of helping a child with a significant disability make progress and try and help that child develop the skills that they need to move on for independence and employment or further education. And then you have some school districts who do see it as a burden and see it as an expense, an unfunded mandate, if you will, although there is funding for the IDEA by the federal government, but the funding has never been at the level that Congress promised when they first enacted the law in 1975. So the states feel like they've been, kind of placed with this burden of fulfilling this law without ever having gotten the funding that they were promised to do it. So, it's going to vary from school district to school district. Some are going to say, yeah, it's a burden, and others are going to say that, yes, this is our child. This is one of our children. This child has the right to an appropriate education to the same extent as any other child, and we're going to do our best for every single child.
Wayne Steedman is senior partner with the Steedman Law Group. He has two decades of experience representing children and parents with disabilities in the special education system. Thank you so much, Wayne.
Thank you, John. It was my pleasure.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.